This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Imagine you're 8 years old, maybe 10, and you're going to school and you're expecting chicken nuggets for lunch because that's what it says on the school menu that's on the bulletin board in the kitchen at your house. But come lunchtime, no nuggets. Instead, it's broccoli cheese casserole or something equally not chicken nuggety. The National Center for Education Statistics says more than half of all public schools are still having trouble getting the menu items that they want. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes covers education for us.
Every 2 weeks, egg quesadillas on the menu at Anakin Hennepin School District, north of the Twin Cities in Minnesota. They make it not by cracking eggs and cooking them on a griddle, but by using frozen, pre-scrambled eggs, which recently they've had trouble getting.
And I know it seems silly, like, oh, everybody should be able to scramble eggs.
Noah Atlas is the director of child nutrition for the district.
But when you're doing it for thousands of students every day, it adds an extra piece of work where when you're short staffed, you try to cut corners that way, right?
Atlas says about a quarter of his cafeteria staff positions are open, and he tries to stick within the budget, which is about $1.50 per meal. So they switched to buying liquid egg in a bag, which they steam. He's also had trouble finding turkey, rice, and pasta. Diane Pratt-Hevner is with the School Nutrition Association, a membership organization for cafeteria workers around the country.
There are kinks in the supply chain at every level. Manufacturers don't have all the raw ingredients and the labor that they typically require.
That's why cafeteria directors are making menu changes or substituting different ingredients, which, if you know children, you know they just love when something tastes different. Chelsea Tai in Baltimore knows this. Her three sons are 5, 9, and 11. They used to check the menu every Sunday and get lunch at school a few times a week. But now?
Just the game of like what's on the menu and what did they actually get got to be too exhausting last year. And then obviously you get home with two or three or one kid who hasn't eaten enough during the day.
So now Tai packs lunches for the kids most days. The exception is Friday when the menu advertises a personal pan pizza or a pizza wedge. She says that's usually reliable, and a pizza wedge is something her kids will definitely eat. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.